The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Dylan, tomorrow are we going to start to find out and learn about these final dates with Bachelor Cam?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday look like the dates.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That are going to happen. The final four. We have a bunch of companies getting involved, and they're just like some fun, quirky, little bit different dates, some
of
them.
But nobody knows the dates that they're going on yet.
No, not yet. So they're going to draw them out of a hat. So we'll talk to a girl, and we'll draw the date out of the hat. They'll find out what it is. Cam doesn't know what the dates are. Girls don't know what the dates are.
Only you know what the dates are.
Currently.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
So Bachelor Cam has done his first round. A few days off last week doing some work and stuff like that. So the second round dates, the final round dates, are set to begin with Paige, with Catherine, with Jessica, and with Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this, Dylan?
This is Paige.
Hi, Paige.
Hello.
If I'm not mistaken, Paige, you were the first rose, right? Offered of all of them?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that bad. Says anything.
No, no.
So, Paige, do you remember Cam? It's been a while.
I mean, trying to. Just kidding. Yeah, it's been a minute, but...
When was your date with him?
Round two. Casino.
It was the casino.
It was the day we filmed the commercial.
So that would have been March...
11? Something like that?
I'm just going back. Yeah, that would have been March 9th.
Wow. It's been a long time. Have you gone on another date since?
I have not.
Oh, really?
That's amazing.
She's shaving herself for Cam, Dylan. It was almost a month ago by the time this date happened. When is this date happening?
This date, you are available on Sunday, correct?
Yes.
So it will be a Sunday date.
It's been a full month since you've seen him.
Yes. Yes.
Now what if he's changed? What if you've changed?
He has changed. He's cut his hair since she saw him.
Oh.
And you wanted his long hair.
I said I liked the long hair for winter because it looks good with toques and stuff. And then, yeah, you got to cut it when it gets hot, you know? So perfect timing.
Are you excited for the second date or are you kind of, it's been so long that you're like, meh, whatever?
I mean, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, it'll be good.
You had a good enough first date to, you know,
He
issued you a rose. You accepted the rose. So obviously there's something there. There's a spark of some sort. So the big question is, what is the date they will be going on, Dylan?
See, and this is what's taken so long. It's to get all the people on board. It's to get all their schedules matched up with Cam's schedules. And then it's to get the companies involved so Cam doesn't have to pay for every single thing.
Not as easy as it looks trying to make two people fall in love, huh?
No, it's been hard, to be honest. But inside the hat, we have four different dates.
Okay.
This way, no one can get mad at me.
Okay.
If they don't like the duration of the date or they don't love the date or if they, there's nothing unfair because Pepper's going to pick out.
Oh, I'm
hat.
Picking it. Okay.
Yes.
And in these dates, on these dates, it's like, so these aren't just like dinner and
no.
Chat
they're all different.
There's like a thing to do on these dates to see how they work and what kind of chemistry they have. Okay.
Yes.
So Paige is at a bit of a bit of a disadvantage because she hasn't seen him in so long.
Well, yeah, true.
I mean, Okay, there's four dates in here. Whatever I pick, am I reading it or are you reading it?
You can read it, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read this out. So Paige can't say no to this?
No.
This is it.
Well, I mean, she can, but then she doesn't have a date.
Okay, so on Sunday, this is your date with Cam. Are you ready, Paige?
Yes,
I'm ready.
It just says it's four letters. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Not those four letters. Grow up. It's just a second date. IKEA.
Yes!
So what does that mean, Dylan?
I love IKEA.
Going to IKEA?
IKEA is on board, and this is awesome, because what is happening on this date is the best. First off, IKEA meatballs.
Are we assembling furniture? Because I am in.
You are 100% assembling furniture on the IKEA floor.
I'm so good.
To see how you guys work together under the stressful situation of building IKEA.
Like at the store?
Yes. My girlfriend and I.
That's a great idea.
We built IKEA together near the beginning of dating.
Okay.
We built IKEA together, and that's how I knew she was perfect. Because I was getting
cool
frustrated. She was reading instructions. She was helping me understand them. She was just the best.
You've never liked IKEA.
I hate IKEA so much.
Yep.
What? The guy that scratches his head in the instruction drives me nuts.
Put some clothes on.
I love going to IKEA. I love IKEA meatballs. I love taking those little packets of gravy home. But man, when it comes to building it, it challenges
me. It's not
a
restaurant, Dylan. It's a furniture store.
I love it. It's so good.
So, Paige, it sounds like you're all in on building IKEA.
I love IKEA and building furniture. I mean, yeah, that'll be great. I'm now, confident.
Listen, though, there are different levels of IKEA building.
So what they've done, and this is the best part, what they've done mm-hmm. is they've gone to the return section, and the item that is most returned because it's the hardest to put together is the one that you guys will be doing. Now, I don't know what it is. She had to figure it out exactly what it was. But the hardest, most returned item.
The one that people bring back and be like, I can't.
Or the one that gets the most calls yes. of like, hey, how do we put this together?
Okay.
Is the one that you guys will be tasked with to put together on the floor. Now, they asked me the other day. They said, would you like it to be somewhere where they can be seen or somewhere where they can't be? And I said, oh, put them out in the open.
Fish tank.
Put them out in the open. So people will be walking
like
by, watching you and Cam on your date as you guys are at IKEA. And then after, of course, you got to get the meatballs. You got to get the meatballs.
Yeah, the meatballs are good. The $150 hot dog can't go wrong.
No, get a hot dog, get an ice cream, make it a whole.
Yeah, you gotta get them all.
I mean, if there's a place to have a date, it's IKEA.
Listen how she's excited, Paige.
It really is.
Yeah. She doesn't care if Cam shows up or not.
I know.
So on Sunday, Paige and Cam at IKEA assembling furniture. We'll see. Can they work together to do this?
Right.
Will they be snappy with one another?
Do you get frustrated? Are you a great team together? I don't know. I like your attitude going into
it. Good idea. Paige, are you?
I'll be cool, calm, collected. It'll be all good.
Do you follow the instructions or do you just figure it out as you go?
Instructions make the world go round.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and Cam's a rule follower. So.
Okay, so that might help the two of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
So that's your date. Do we need to talk to Paige off the air or are we good to go?
No. That's great. Paige, okay. I'll text you the time. I believe it's going to be around 1 o'clock on Sunday. You guys will show up, and then we'll see what Cam has to say about this. But, yeah, three more dates to go. Paige, good luck. You're one of the ones that we got to meet and the only one in the finals that we got to meet, so rooting for you.
This is great.
Thank you.
Okay, love you, Paige. Enjoy your day.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Ashley, how have you been?
I've been good, thank you.
Have you gone on any dates since the date with Cam?
No.
Okay. And have you been thinking about him in any way?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you're excited for this next date, the second date that's coming out?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what it's going to be.
Yeah, you have no idea what it is. We're going to draw it out of a hat in a second.
Now, Pepper has been on me a little bit yesterday saying, right. Like, oh my God, it's been a month since some of these people have seen Cam. I was thinking last night as I was doing my meditation on my Shakti mat.
Oh, dear God.
Love that thing. Uh-huh. But I was thinking last night, this is a great thing because they've both been able to step away for weeks and really get inside and know whether or not this was a date that they really want to pursue. And Ashley, I got to ask you, after the missed time now that you've had by yourself, Cam, someone you really want to see?
Yeah, for sure.
When was the last day? It was last week, Ashley? 2 weeks ago?
I think 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
Yeah.
And it's and like you said, you made the good point that there's been some absence between them, and they haven't even talked or texted or anything like
that. No, it just makes it even better.
And so once they see each other, it will be like if they are immediately reminded of why they wanted to see each other again,
right?
It will just reinforce the spark.
Yeah,
it's a good point. So Ashley, yesterday Paige was the first to draw from the hat, and she drew that her and Cam on Sunday will be building IKEA furniture. What we're told is the most difficult piece of IKEA furniture to build. They get the most calls and the most returns because the common person cannot assemble this furniture.
No.
They are going to work together to put that together in front of everybody in the IKEA.
Yes.
So that date is out. Whether that's a good thing, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Would you have done well with IKEA furniture, Ashley?
Yeah, I feel like that's a great date.
That would have been a good one. Okay. So now we go into the hat. To find out, there are three dates remaining.
Yes.
Right? And we're going to select this one that Dylan has created for you. This is not just sitting and having some snacks and a drink and getting to know one another. This is doing something together that says goodwill. What does that mean?
Goodwill.
It says goodwill. That's awesome. All it says. What does that
You've
mean?
You've got the goodwill date. Okay.
Amazing.
This is, you're available on Friday, right? That's the time you're available?
Yes.
So it will be a Friday night date at Goodwill. Now, we've talked to Doug over at Goodwill, who's just the best.
Mm-hmm.
Just the best.
I love Doug.
Wants to be part of any idea. And he has made this date, which I think is awesome. So what's happening on your date is you guys will arrive at Goodwill on Calgary Trail.
Okay.
Robbie, you're familiar with where that is.
Oh, it's a good one. That's where I got my Shakti mat.
That's where the Shakti mat came from?
Yeah.
God, I love a Goodwill. So you guys will be going to Goodwill, and at the Goodwill, you will do an unboxing together.
Okay.
So whenever you donate and bring into the Goodwill, they have to go through the boxing. So you'll go through a box. You'll have no idea what's in there. As you will unbox it together and basically do a little volunteer work to start it all off.
So like a donation unboxing.
Yeah,
that's fun.
That's a good idea.
Right? And so you could find treasures. I don't know what will be in the box. I imagine they get some weird things in a box from time to time. If it was one of Pepper's boxes,
oh, no God, I don't want to box.
Oh, boy.
Then what they've set up, and this is super fun as well, is they've set up a little photo booth. And you guys will then dress each other for three different occasions. A night out, a breakfast with the parents, and a vacation. And you will take photos together in the photo booth in the middle of the store.
Jesus, this is something.
Yeah, for the date, which will be super fun. I've done this once years and years and years and years and years ago. Where we went in.
You've done this? This sounds kind of specific.
No, okay. I've done that. That's why this date exists.
Okay.
But you go in, you dress your partner, you take pictures. We did it at Sears Portraits. That's how long ago it was. But yeah, so we'll get some pictures of you guys on your date. You'll plan for these three different things, a night out, a breakfast with the parents, and a vacation, all within Goodwill.
Well, they're not doing that. Those are just hypotheticals?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not doing them. Right. Hypotheticals.
All right.
And so you're going to be doing that on Friday night alongside Doug from Goodwill. And I think it's going to be a really fun date just to see each other in that atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Are you down with that? You're good with that, Ashley?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So that's the Goodwill date
number two. So they're going to play dress up.
They're going to play dress up. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And dress up at Goodwill on Friday.
And we get the pictures.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
Ashley, any questions before we let you go?
No questions.
Friday night.
I'm ready.
Date night.
Right. Love you, Ashley. Have fun, okay?
Love you guys, too. Have a good day.
See you later. All right, so that's date number two. Two dates remain to be drawn out of the date hat.
Yeah.
For both Jessica and Catherine. A lot of people supporting Catherine.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. There's a groundswell of popularity for the Cam and Catherine union.
Yeah, that's I don't know if they're her friends or if people just are hearing her story and liking it, but... Right. And we'll find out that date
dates
tomorrow.
Dates are scheduled. Tentatively, they're going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Is that
what yep.
that
Friday, Saturday, goes? Sunday, okay. Monday
then,
is the idea.
And then Cam will ultimately pick next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Have you been on any dates since the date with Cam? Because yours was a long time ago.
Yeah, mine was a month ago. It's been quite a delay since then.
Yes, no, I know. And you might fall in love with them, but have you been on other dates? Be honest.
I've honestly been so busy with life right now, so I don't even have time for myself.
Have you been thinking about him? Have you caught yourself staring off into the distance at work?
It's been one date.
Okay.
All right. So it wasn't as good as we want it to be?
No, it was good, but it's just one date, and it's been like a month ago.
That's
so
code time has gone for by. Settle down there, is okay. what saying. Let's see how the second date goes. Are you still interested in a second date since it has been a month?
Yeah, I'm still interested.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
And
perfect.
Like you've said, with all of this long delay in between dates, this will actually go further to tell you if it's a special, it could be that special someone, because you'll meet eyes again and go, oh, yeah, now
right.
I remember. Or you'll be like, yeah, I don't know. It's not, I built it up in
and you got the
much.
Initial out of the way. So this will be, is the chemistry there immediately? How do we react as soon as we see each other yet again? So I'm very excited for this one.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it will go as well.
Okay, so you've got to get to work in a few minutes. We'll make this as quick as possible. What we've got to do is determine what your surprise date is here. There are two surprise dates remaining. The building IKEA furniture in front of everybody is sadly gone. As is the Goodwill photo shoot where you dress each other up.
Yeah.
In different, you play dress up for a bit.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
But there are two remaining. So let's dig into the mystery date hat to see.
Here you go.
What is Jessica's date going to look like with Bachelor
Cam? The final two. Which one will it be?
She was given a rose. She accepted. The final date is, it says Drive Wim.
Drive Wim. Yes.
What's up?
Drive at West Edmonton Mall is what you and Cam will be doing.
Oh,
so it is the go-karts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the go-karting. Okay, that's a good one.
So go-karting's Monday evening. If you can make that happen, that would be amazing. It is.
Yeah.
We're going to have you guys race each other Loser has to buy the other one a drink on Bourbon Street.
Okay, that's a good date.
Yes, drive.
I prefer this one over the IKEA one.
Okay. Yeah, building IKEA furniture, not for you.
Nope, I would probably not be the greatest with that.
How about driving? Are you going to be able to beat Cam? Because I hear that he's a rule follower and he's very slow behind the wheel.
Nerd.
Well, I just got a speeding ticket the other day, so there might be some competition.
Perfect. So, yeah, you guys will show up at West Edmonton Mall. You have some time slots that will be set aside for you for drive. And then, yeah, loser will have to buy the other one a drink on Bourbon Street. Now, I don't know if you have to run or not, but I'm about to change the whole game. Do you have a couple of seconds left, or do you have to run?
Yeah, you got a couple seconds.
Okay. You're sure you want to do this now?
I think it's going to be unique and fun.
He just decided this. He just announced it off the air in the studio to all of us to see what we thought. And we said, hey, this is your thing, Dylan. If you want to do it, you go ahead and do it.
Now,
you're fixing to change everything on these final days.
I haven't run it by Cam.
Okay.
I haven't run it by any of the girls. But you know what? I'm going to put it out there because I think it's fun. I am removing the no kiss rule.
Oh!
I am removing the no kiss rule from the final four dates. If you feel it at any moment, you're allowed to do it.
Okay.
So good luck on your date. I hope it goes well.
What about the phone number? Can they exchange phone numbers?
No, they can't exchange phone numbers.
They're still banned from exchanging. I'm going to kiss you,
banned.
But
yeah.
Okay.
They're not getting phone numbers because it's too much.
Okay.
That's too much.
But a kiss I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Good luck, Jessica.
Thank you.
Okay, so
Monday
that's
night.
Monday. Thank you.
Drive
okay,
West Edmonton Mall.
Yeah.
The loser buys the other one a drink on Bourbon Street.
And the no kiss, no bite. Can they hold hands on the
Of course.
Okay.
So you can do anything now.
Were they allowed to hold hands the first time around?
He probably.
You frowned upon it, did you?
I think it was more awkward on a first date to have to do that. But now.
Well, you know, you. That fun little.
They weren't doing it.
Okay.
They are now.
But they can now.
Absolutely.
And they can't exchange phone numbers. How come?
They can't exchange. The reason I don't want them to exchange phone numbers is because I don't need Cam getting all tied up with a bunch of people's phone numbers and texting people and having different people kind of giving different opinions and propositions when he's picking the love of his life.
Okay.
He doesn't need three other girls' phone numbers when he's picking one.
Right.
Something to think about here, which has nothing to do with the Cam date, but thank you to Jessica. So who's left now? Just Catherine.
Just Catherine.
Fan favorite Catherine.
Oh,
tomorrow
yes.
We'll select her date.
Yeah, you got it.
The final date remaining. Okay.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Here's Cam. Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. Let's get Cam all up to speed here with what's developed. He was in Vegas, and you are back now, right? Right?
I am back, yeah. Okay. Back in lovely Edmonton.
He's getting ready for four dates in a row starting tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We know Sunday's date is assembling furniture at IKEA with Paige, correct?
You got it.
Okay. We know tomorrow night's date. He doesn't know this yet.
No, he hasn't heard.
Reveal to him what tomorrow's date is.
Tomorrow night, Cam, you will be 6 o'clock on Calgary Trail at Goodwill with Ashley.
Oh, wow.
You guys will be doing an unboxing. So when there's donations brought in, they have to unbox them. So you'll be going through someone's donations, unboxing, and kind of volunteering in the back.
Working for free is what it's called, yeah.
You guys will be doing a photo shoot inside, but you'll dress each other first for three different scenarios. A night out, breakfast with the parents, and vacation. You'll dress her, she dresses you, and there will be a photo shoot that happens. They got a photo booth set up down there. Thank you to Doug and everyone over at Goodwill. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So that'll be tons of fun. We're excited to have that one happen.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. I just don't know what you would wear for meeting the parents for the first time.
That's funny.
You better figure it out, Cam.
You better be good.
Date number 3 with Jessica was revealed today, Cam.
That will be on Monday evening, 7 o'clock, Drive West Edmonton Mall. You guys go head-to-head go-kart racing, and the loser buys the winner a beer on Bourbon Street.
Oh, so I'm getting a free beer bought for me.
Oh.
Thanks, Jessica.
I thought you were a slow driver rule follower, Cam.
I am, but when it comes to go-karting, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 All right, so 3 of the 4 dates have been revealed. We'll find out the fourth one tomorrow with Catherine, the fan favorite, by the way.
Yeah.
Catherine Cam is a hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
But now the most important part, Cameron. One, do you close the bathroom door? Or do you lock the bathroom door when you're using the bathroom at your own house?
Well, I live alone, so it's an open door policy.
All right. What if you find true love with one of these lovely ladies that you've been dating? Is the door locked at your own house?
No. I think the open door policy stays.
There he is.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm loving him more and more.
Wow. We made it find a Cam problem.
Yeah. So, Dylan, the rule. One new rule change, or I guess, a rule change. A rule has been lifted from the final round of dates. Dylan letting you know just in time. Date number one tomorrow night. A certain rule no longer applies. Dylan?
I think it's super important, Cam. I didn't discuss this with you, but I do believe that in order for you to, next week on Wednesday, find the love of your life and start a date and a future with somebody, I think it's incredibly important that we lift the no-kissing ban starting right now.
What?
Whoa!
I know, Cam!
Wow!
I know! But how are you going to know if you have chemistry with the person if you never kiss them?
It's true, but I have a lot of thoughts running through my head right now.
I would be nervous. It's going to be very... I'm putting you in a spot that whether you want to or not, whether they want to or not, it's an interesting situation. But I was just thinking, I was sitting here going like, oh my God, like what if he ends up getting to the end of the dates, he still hasn't kissed them, and then they don't have kiss compatibility. Now, I don't believe there's such thing as a bad kisser. That's always been my belief.
Okay.
No such thing as a bad kisser. I think two people are either compatible while kissing or incompatible.
Right.
And if you're incompatible while kissing, this was all for nothing.
This is true. This is true.
Now, it's not mandatory.
No,
right?
He's
not forcing some kissing here.
You do not have to.
But the thing also is you still cannot exchange numbers because Dylan doesn't want you chatting with somebody behind the scenes and setting something up if it doesn't go well or anything like that.
No.
So you can kiss, you can... body contact, any sort of
you can hold
physical
hands,
contact.
Whatever you feel comfortable with
is allowed. Yes.
Wow, this adds a whole new dynamic to these dates.
Yeah. Now, you don't have to, like Pepper says, do anything. Nothing can change if there's no chemistry, if they don't feel it, if you don't feel it. Totally fine. But I just want to get out of your head and say, if you feel chemistry at the end, if that's how, whatever you want, Cam.
Now, how far can it go?
That's not on me to judge.
No, but you're just saying, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Anything that happens, happens now.
No, I just believe that people have kiss compatibility. Like someone right now, they're saying there's 100% such a thing as a bad kisser. A text message just came in. I don't believe that. I believe
there's a bad kisser for you.
Exactly.
But not a bad kisser.
Because when you get somebody that you think is a bad kisser, they've kissed somebody that most likely has enjoyed that.
That's right.
So just because it doesn't match out for you, that's completely fine.
You know what? Fair enough. That does kind of make sense.
100% because, listen, I've kissed a lizard before. And for me, I wasn't into it. But, imagine that if they were lizard kissing, that's what they like.
This is a perfect window and opportunity, Dylan, for you to take us down memory lane and the girl that kissed so weird. That you, what did she do, Dylan, when you were kissing her? Listen to this. Here we go.
What?
While kissing!
And her eyes were wide open?
Yes! The whole time!
Eyes wide open and some kind of mooing.
Cow mooing thing. It was the weirdest thing ever. It was like 20 years ago, and it's still on.
She was enjoying it, though.
One more time, so you'd go in for the... While you were kissing her.
Yes!
Eyes wide open.
Weirdest thing I've
been
through.
That is not kiss compatibility.
No, I didn't.
Somebody somewhere likes that.
Of course they do. And I'm not saying anything wrong.
Are they just silent about it? Where they're like, I like the kiss, but that sound you make, I guess I'm just going to have to put up with
it. That is unsettling
in
every way.
It was weird.
All right. Well, Cam, so there you go. There's the new rule change, or the rule removal. The final round of dates starting tomorrow. So that now applies, or doesn't apply anymore, however you want to look at it. All right, Cam?
Perfect. I love it. I got to agree with Dylan on this one, though. There is something to be said. You have to have that physical connection as well.
Right.
So maybe kiss compatibility is a thing.
Oh, my goodness.
But it also puts more stress and anxiety on
absolutely.
The second date. The whole time wondering,
who starts
this, then, do I want to kiss? Should I kiss? I don't know, man. What will happen?
I know. Listen, this isn't going to be the easiest part. But, Cam, by next week, we have the love of your life. Fingers crossed everything goes well.
I couldn't agree more.
So, good luck to you. Tomorrow night with Ashley is the first date. And, I mean, we'll find out tomorrow.
The fourth and final date.
The fourth and final date with Catherine. So, Cam, we'll talk to you hopefully tomorrow.
All right. All sounds good.
Glad to have a good talk one. To you soon. See you later there, Cam. Bye. Okay. So kissing now allowed. Body, any sort of physical touches now allowed.
That's up to them.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't. I mean, consent. I'm just not saying no.
No phone number exchanges.
But I think that makes sense, too. Like,
I know what you're saying.
The fact is, if he gets a bunch of phone numbers and then they're texting and then this isn't, hey, choose a bunch of girls and talk to all of them.
Just find the love of your life.
Exactly.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
All right. So you're it. You're the final one. You know, it feels like, and I don't know, are you getting your friends to, you know, this isn't a voting contest, right?
Yeah, I do know that.
Are you getting your friends to message us, like, on Instagram and say that they picked Catherine?
She's not getting her friends to message.
Well, no. I don't know. It's just odd that so many people who have been following along with this are like, I'm so team Catherine. I want Catherine and Cam. Right, Megan? They're the number one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I haven't gotten my friends to do that. Well, that I know that my friends know about it. Right. But
that must feel nice to know that people that are listening to this and that have got to meet you really just over the phone and recapping dates and getting ready to go on dates are really thinking that you and Cam make a really good couple.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm trying not to look at the comments or anything like that. Just kept that, you know, focus on me and Cam. But, yeah.
How have the comments been, Megan, for all of the people? Have people been nasty or have people been fairly nice about it?
To the ladies, they've been completely kind.
Okay.
It's just that Cam, they're like, yeah, he has a type. And then people were upset about that. And I was like, well.
That he has a type?
Yeah.
Well, I think when you look at the four, yeah, there's a type there, right?
Sure. Brunette. That's about it.
But he gets to go. He's dating every single one. Well, not every, but these four finalists one more time, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Catherine, you are the last to find out what the mystery date is. So, Dylan, do we need a hat? Do we need to go through all that?
No, I mean, we don't need the hat because it's the last one.
So the first one was IKEA, building IKEA furniture, Catherine. That is not you. That is going to be, is that Ashley or Paige? That's Paige, right?
Paige is doing IKEA.
They're doing that on Sunday. How would you have done if you had drawn building IKEA furniture?
Not good.
Not good.
No, not good.
Okay. And then it was Ashley who found out, and this one's tonight, right? They're going to Goodwill, and they're going to do, like, a dress each other for certain situations.
Mm-hmm. And there's a photo booth involved. They're going to be doing an unboxing, so that's going to be super fun. Calgary Trail, Goodwill at 6 tonight.
How would you have done with that one, Catherine, if that was yours?
I think that'd be fun. I'd be fine with that, yeah.
Okay. And then Jessica yesterday drew... They're going go-karting at the West Edmonton Mall.
Yeah, for Drive West Edmonton Mall, right. Which we got to do like as one of the first couple people in the city.
It's a lot of fun.
So much fun.
And the winner has to, or the loser has to buy the other one.
A drink on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how would you do it go-karting against Cam?
I think that one would have been my favorite one. I think that's a good one. I think I would have done okay.
Okay. It's not the one you're doing.
It's not.
No.
You're not doing any of those. Here we go. The final mystery date, Dylan. What will they be doing on, and when is it?
It's Saturday at 10
a.m. Wow. Okay, Saturday, 10 a.m., Catherine.
Yeah, yeah. It's
what
a start.
Now, will Cam and Catherine be doing?
It's good that this worked out this way because, Catherine, you need a long date because you right now are the record holder of the longest date with Cam.
Right.
Oh, that's you. Right? Yeah, you've had the longest one. I think you guys had a four and a half hour long date. Now, I know you have plans on Saturday. You said at like 7?
Yes, I'm doing a paint night.
A paint night. Now, this could be problematic because you guys like a long date. And the I mean, 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock, I mean, that should give you enough time.
All right.
But your date is... You guys will be going to the Continental Treat Fine Bistro at 10 o'clock to meet the chef, where you guys will be doing a cooking class together.
Oh!
Yay! Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you guys will be sitting there, the two of you, and the chef will teach you guys how to cook, cook alongside you. You will make a couple dishes, and then you will enjoy them together.
Okay.
So you're going to see how you guys are in the kitchen, how you guys work together under pressure, whether or not either one of you are a good cook or not,
Are you good in the kitchen, Catherine, as a rule?
I'm getting better. Now that I'm living alone, I'm trying to cook new things. And I know Cam said he likes to cook. So this might be good.
Yeah, they're working together to make the same dishes. They're not making two different dishes and then being judged on it?
No, we thought about that.
Okay.
We thought that would be awesome.
Uh-huh.
But then I thought that might be too indulgent for me, just judging and eating their dishes.
Okay, so they're working together as a team to build some Some food. Do we know what they're building? We have no idea what food they're making.
I think there's a shrimp dish.
Ooh.
As one of them. I'm not sure what the other one is as of right now, but I think they're making two dishes at ctfinebistro.com.
Okay.
Which, I mean, this is awesome. They're going to be downtown at 10 o'clock Saturday as they have a date. Now, Catherine!
Yes.
We have lifted the ban on kissing.
This is Adam. This is important. Yes.
Yes.
Did you know that? You've heard this. Okay, Catherine. So Dylan has said all physical contact is now allowed for these dates.
And what also I lifted yesterday after I talked to Cam, because I talked to Cam after the show going like, hey, so good luck.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, like, whatever you want to do, you can go on the date. And then if you want to do something after the date, if you want to continue the date, if it's going really well, you can do what you want, man. You can continue on. You could go out for a drink after. You could go out for something after. You go for a walk after. Whatever it is, this is, you got to take your life into your hands a little bit. Here's the thing,
Fly to Belize.
Sure. Oh,
what if they decided, let's just go to the airport. Let's do something crazy fly to Belize.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen.
That would be awesome.
You would just have to be back for that Sunday date at IKEA. So it would be a quick trip to Belize. Right, okay.
But the interesting thing, because Cam and I got talking, and I don't know. This is a very, very difficult situation I've put him in.
Okay.
And I understand that. Now, he agrees with me that it is super important to see if there is, like, a romantic connection and chemistry within two people before you pick the final.
Okay.
However, you got to be really picky and choosy, because if you end up just kissing every girl and going on a date, like, it's really an awkward situation.
Right.
Because he might, and I mean, Ashley tonight, he kisses her, Catherine gets a kiss the next day, he kisses a girl and then says he doesn't want to be with them. I mean, it's really a hard thing to do.
No. Right.
And I just said,
a hard thing to hear if you're Catherine and you hear how a date went. Hey, wait, he kissed me too.
But and then we were talking though, but like, if Catherine, have you gone on a date since him?
Since him, no.
See, but if she had and kissed a guy, like, Cam wouldn't have been upset by that.
Right.
Like, and you can't be until you're, like, an exclusive couple. Yeah. However, I mean, I just think this is a really hard thing to do.
Yeah,
I would not want to
sure.
be in his position, because he already knows that these are four people that he likes and had a great time with.
What you've done is you've brought in that anxiety that a lot of people feel on a date.
Yes.
Where they're like, I don't know, should I? Should
yes.
I? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to pick up that vibe. Instead, because before it was easy. Oh, we're not allowed to.
Sure.
Now it's like, sure, you're allowed to.
And then,
so you've ushered that back in, that awkwardness.
I don't know if you guys ever watched The Bachelor, but then the question becomes, like, some of the girls are more aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So is it on a girl to be aggressive? Is it on Cam to be aggressive? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't want anything to do with any of it.
It's an interesting element.
Yeah. So good luck, Catherine. I don't know how that's going to be, but you got a really fun date. You're going to Continental Treat Fine Bistro, 10 o'clock Saturday. You guys are going to be cooking together and then enjoying a dish. So that's awesome.
So today it's Goodwill. With Ashley
tonight,
right? Ashley Goodwill. Tomorrow, Catherine.
You got it.
Sunday, it's IKEA with Paige. And then Jessica on Monday, they're going go-karting.
You got it.
And then on Tuesday, we'll find out how all the dates went over the weekend.
Yep.
And
Wednesday, he picks the love of his life.
He chooses on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Catherine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hope you're well and have a nice weekend. Enjoy your day tomorrow, okay?
Thanks. Okay. Bye.
See you later, Catherine. Okay.
Dylan. Aww. I couldn't imagine being in that position.
Yes or no? Does he kiss even one of the four? Or do they kiss?
I should say. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes.
Megan, does one at least one date end with a kiss?
I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I believe. And
if I was Cam, I'd kiss all four.
You have to.
I feel like you got it.
I think you have to kiss all four.
I feel like it's like a rule.
No. You have to. Unless you feel that they're totally by the end of the date that night.
Unless, you know that it's like, okay.
This is not the one.
The first date was really good, but the second, there's nothing really there.
If the first date was
don't kiss. But like, if you're feeling that vibe.
With all of them? You have to.
It's the Bachelor.
How do you know if there's chemistry?
I don't know. I'd feel bad.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.